Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms, we remind you we have a new format for the show. This format takes into account the many changes that we've experienced over the last 4 years since I first started this program in March 2020. The foundational principles of the show aren't changing. However, since so many of us are swamped with information and media, we're making the show shorter. Instead of exploring one big idea each week, I will explore three or four current challenging issues that are happening locally or globally, and how you might elegantly and happily handle those issues using the principles of this show. Instead of sharing six resources each week, I'll share whatever resources I think are particularly relevant to the topics I discuss. The show notes will now give you links to the foundational principles of the show and further details about my background and access to my two websites and lots of material on those sites. So let's discuss this week's big impact issues and how you might handle them. The first, 25 April each year in Australia is Anzac Day. It's a national holiday. Anzac stands for Australian New Zealand Army Corps. It commemorates a courageous battle on the 25th of April in 1915, 109 years ago, where Australian and New Zealand troops tried to take Anzac Cove from the Turks, part of Turkey, or Gallipoli to be precise. The courage shown by those soldiers, many of them in their late teens, early 20s, fighting for freedom is inspirational, and each year there is celebration all around Australia, similar to Veterans Day in the US. In 1995, a football match was played for the first time as part of the AFL, the Australian Football League, inspired by the coach of the Essendon Club, for whom I barrack, and its colours are black and red. And it was a game between two well-established clubs, both foundational members of the league from 1897. Essendon played Collingwood. And every year on Anzac Day, in the afternoon, is a massive game. And the first game had a sellout crowd of some 95,000 people at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. It happened to be a draw. It was a spectacular game. At the time, I was doing some consulting work for the Essendon Football Club. Was an amazing game. Well, this week it was a draw for the second time in the 29 occasions of this Anzac Day match. It was a terrific game. Both teams deserved to win. Both teams did not deserve to lose, and so that was the end result. Both teams were incredibly courageous, fighting for what they wanted. At the start of each of these Anzac Day matches, and then through the whole round this weekend, there is a moving Anzac ceremony in tribute to those who gave their lives. And it brings tears to my eyes every time I watch it, because it's such a moving tribute, and it reminds me of the ultimate sacrifice that these soldiers gave, that those who lost their lives and those who lost, in many cases, their sanity. You know, it impacted on them enormously. Australia only goes to war, has only ever gone to war, fighting for freedom. These soldiers were fighting for freedom. Their country asked them to fight for Australia's future. That's what they did. Anzac Day commemorates that. Are you willing to fight for your freedoms? It reminds me each year about why I'm a freedom warrior. I fight for freedom in a number of ways. I fight for freedom for you to pursue your passion. I fight for freedom through legal strategies. The law is supposed to protect your freedoms, your rights. I fight for freedom in exploring health issues so that you are ever more healthy, because when you are healthy, it gives you incredible freedom. I fight for freedom of speech in this work that I do, but also as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy, and it's outrageous how governments around the world are attacking free speech. That's the communist playbook. Remember that. It starts with limiting freedom of speech. And the limiting freedom of speech is the beginning of the end of your freedom. And then lastly, as you heard me in last week's show, industrial hemp is designed to make family farms more profitable, successful, sustainable. And family farms are an important protection against government overreach in taking away your freedoms. So I urge you, in the context of what this show is about, to consider how freedom plays a part in your philosophy of who you are. Understanding your philosophy is crucial to you making decisions. Are you committed to your freedoms? Do you want freedom, or do you want to give away your freedom for security, which most people do? A majority of Australians and Americans and Brits would give away their freedom for security. I say crap to that. I totally reject that model. Second topic ties in a little bit with the Anzacs, but is to do with community contribution. I contribute to my community. Do you? There are so many ways to contribute to your community, and I have found that people who contribute to their community are overwhelmingly happier than those who are only centered on themselves. There's this real psychological exercise that goes on when you start thinking about other people, helping other people, making a contribution to your community in whatever field you want to do that. You have this choice. Are you just going to focus on your life, or are you going to help your community in whatever way you're passionate about doing? Now, community contribution is a spiritual part of your life. When you contribute to your community, you are accessing the spiritual elements of your life. And in all of my work and in this show and for the last 31 years, I'm constantly talking about the need to balance mental, physical, and spiritual elements. Just focusing on making money for this illusion of security so you've got money, it so squashes you in your imagination, in your whole experience of life. It's just going down this narrow path of I've got to make money. I haven't got time to make a contribution to my community. Well, I make a significant contribution in many ways, and I have reaped enormous benefits in my life from doing so. I'm not going to go through those benefits, but they are enormous, and there's many philosophers who say when you give, the universe gives back to you, and I have found that to be true. I'm involved in 6 charities. I'm on the board of the Kids Foundation. I'm the president of the Australia Hungry Chamber of Commerce. I'm the president of the Australian Industrial Hemp Alliance. That doesn't make me any money. It's a community contribution to build that industry. I'm, as I said before, chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy. I'm on the committee of Water Safety Vietnam. I'm a trustee of the Global Energy Network Institute. And more. All of these contributions take time, they take energy, they cost me money. But I promise you the rewards are amazing. And so think about which community effort, which cause in your community would engage you. Now there's another benefit of giving to your community, and I raised it with a lovelorn friend of mine who has been rejected by someone he's very keen on. And I asked him, what community contribution do you make? And it was none. He's got his work and he's focused on this woman that he can't have. I've urged him strongly to join Rotary. It's a great place to start because Rotarians are exposed to lots of different charities. I said, if you join Rotary, your heartache will change. And you never know, when you engage in giving back to your community, you never know who you're going to meet. So, in terms of your spiritual elements, what community contribution do you want to make? If you don't want to make any, think about why not. The third big issue this week is the Aligned Council of Australia. I'm a member of this council. It is doing Australia's largest letterbox drop. I invest time, energy, money in this exercise. We are sharing information with physical letters, leaflets to 1 million letterboxes in Australia. Its website is alignedcouncilofaustralia.com.au. Have a look at the website and see if you would like to contribute to its efforts. Its Fighting Against the World Hurt organization is brought together 34 different organizations, including FOAM, F-O-A-M, and I urge you to consider helping its work. There are ways to become a volunteer, ways to become an electoral representative. If you want to know how to make a contribution, get in touch with me. The fourth big issue is an example of a man who has put his life on the line to fight for your freedom. He's a German US attorney, Rainer Fulmich. You would have heard of him. He's famous. He was criminally kidnapped by the German government, taken to Germany, and he's been in jail for some months under trumped-up criminal charges, a bit like Donald Trump. I heard his personal audio recording for all of his supporters and friends this week, and he's in good spirits, and he explained exactly why the German government is trying to silence him, because he is a true freedom warrior. He is willing, like the Anzacs, to put his life on the line for what's important. And the last issue I want to bring to your attention is my guest this week on TNT Radio is another fighter for his principles, Nick Patterson in Melbourne. Nick has got a Telegram channel, Fight Corrupt Police. Police wrongly charged him with assaulting them. He is fighting back hard and is winning in the courts. It's worth listening to Nick Patterson and also his testimony on the value to him of the spiritual elements of his life, particularly his Christian faith, and how that helps him to cope with anything that is difficult. My resources this week, I suggest, for those of you particularly in Australia, you look up articles on the Anzacs and the Anzac spirit. It's inspirational stuff. It's people who are willing to suffer for the good of their country. So, I hope today's show makes a beneficial difference to your life, that it helps you to live a life that is becoming all that you are capable of making of it. If you are new to the show, check the foundational principles and my background to give you more feel, if you like, for who I am and the work I've been doing for over 50 years. Again, thanks for watching or listening. Until our next show, may your week be full of health-giving and energy-giving passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, challenge, and ever-increasing self-awareness. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.